Good morning. It's lovely to be with you all this morning and to join with you in your worship. I have two readings this morning. The first is from the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. When you call upon me and come to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all of your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you in exile. And then in the New Testament, Matthew 6, 25 to 33. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will I eat? What will I drink, or what will I wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Let us pray together. Lord, as we turn to your holy word now, our prayer is that you would reveal to us more of your love. We are familiar with many of the stories from your word. We have heard them many times before. But we ask that our minds and our hearts would be open to all you have to speak to us this day, that we may hear you afresh. Holy Spirit, pray that you would take these frail human words and that you would make them and shape them into the word of life for us all. Amen. This week I've been reading a book titled You Are What You Love. The author begins the book asking a series of questions. What do you love? What do you really want? What are you unconsciously desiring? Then he comes to explore on a much deeper level the intents of the human heart. The war that goes on within a Christian at the very core of our being, the desires that we have for God, and what our culture says will fulfill those needs. It's interesting that at times we may think we know what we want, but if we just dig a little deeper into the motives of our heart, sometimes we may find that actually what we really desire and what we think we desire and are seeking can be two very different things. Christian faith teaches that it is desire that fuels our search for God. The dictionary says that to seek means to attempt to find something or to eagerly desire and long for. Well, we all know what that's like. I can imagine we've all searched for something. Our car keys, a sweet snack when we have a sugar craving. In my case, the children's reading books on a Monday morning. Or maybe that's something special that we put in such a safe place, and now we can't remember where it is. Or maybe we've searched in another way for wealth, for power, for position, have longed for the bigger house and the new car, things that ultimately will never satisfy. Christian faith teaches that the deep desire that we feel inside is really a desire for relationship. Relationship with God and relationship with others. A desire that may only be satisfied by God alone. Of course, people have always been searching. In the Old Testament, in the book of Jeremiah, we read that the people were in exile. They had been taken captive by the Babylonians, and they were a long way from home, living in a foreign land. I can imagine feeling quite demoralized. Many of them wondering if they had been forgotten by God. The Lord, through the prophet, called to them. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. When you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you." They must have wondered if the prophet had actually heard correctly. Surely it was pointless trying to seek after God in Babylon. Why, they were hundreds of miles away from Jerusalem. I'm sure they wondered, had the prophet heard right? How could God be seeking them when they were hundreds of miles from the temple? And of course, they believed that God was only present in the temple. They couldn't imagine that God would be with them in Babylon. How could he hear their prayers? But the prophet insisted, "You don't have to be in Jerusalem to communicate with the Lord." In fact, he tells them that they can live for God right now, right where they are in their current circumstances. Jeremiah assures them that they will encounter God, not because they're in Jerusalem, but because they seek him with all of their heart. This was the promise. The people could hardly believe it. And at times, we too find it hard to believe. We may sometimes feel that God isn't present with us, as if he can't seem to hear us. And yet, if we seek him with all of our heart, we will find him. That promise is for us. The Lord, through the prophet, puts it in a wonderful way. He says, "I will let you find me." In other words, God is eagerly waiting to be found by us, desiring for us to come looking for him. I'm reminded of playing hide and seek with my children. When we play, they run off quickly to hide upstairs. I count loudly to 10. And slowly make my way up the stairs to look for them. They're so excited and so eager to be found that they uncontrollably giggle, which makes it very easy for them to be found. Even though they know the objective of the game is to stay hidden as long as is possible, there is, it seems, something in our very nature that desires to be found. Maybe it's our human nature to want to be sought after and known. Just as God's desire is for us, so we desire God. He lets us find him. He chooses to be found by us. In the words of the Lord through the prophet, "When you search for me, you will find me. When you seek me with all of your heart, I will let you find me. This is the promise. Yet, while we know we are to seek and to find, we also know how difficult that can be at times. On one occasion, Jesus said to his followers, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat." In other words, don't be seeking after the things that don't satisfy you. It doesn't matter what clothing you wear. Ponder the lilies of the field, how they grow. Consider how your heavenly Father takes care of them. In the same way, Jesus explains how our heavenly Father knows our every need. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be given to you as well. What does it mean for us to seek and to search for the kingdom of God with all of our heart? Well, perhaps it means our entire focus, all that we are, open to God. To be single-minded, with an absolute determination to focus on the one thing. Or as one writer put it, it's to will the one thing. A single focus. I'm sure we all saw the Olympics and admired the devotion and the focus of all the athletes to their particular sport. Watch any competitor and you will see a picture of total concentration. All that they've trained and worked for, their whole lifetime, for this one moment in time. Everything is focused. Apparently, I read that Olympic competitors have even been taught how to control their breathing to lower their heart rate, to have more concentration. But what do they not notice at this time? They're unaware of the spectators talking quietly behind them. They don't hear the loudspeaker announcements far in the distance. They forget the need to get the car serviced. They don't think about what they will eat for dinner that night, the utility bill that must be paid soon, the desperate need for a haircut. These things don't go away, but they get pushed aside by the power of the one thing. The one thing they have their eyes firmly fixed on. The athlete is trained to focus on the one goal. They want to win. So it is when we seek God's kingdom first. When we seek him with absolute focus and determination, you might even say desperation, we are sure to find him. I understand a little of what it's like to seek and search with desperation. During the summer holidays, we had planned a family holiday abroad, and we'd had one of those weeks where we were so busy. I'd had my final exam and my last essay had gone in, and we had lots of cream tea fundraising for the mission trip, and quite frankly, packing for holidays was the last thing on my mind. Anyway, Friday evening came around quickly and we were to be leaving 7:30 in the morning for Gatwick Airport. Around 10 p.m. on the Friday evening, I said to my husband, Michael, "Love, you'd better get the cases down from the loft." While I began to get together the things that we needed and did some ironing and so on. A little before midnight, when the packing was almost done, I said to Michael, "You go now and gather the important documents from the file, the tickets, the E111, insurance details, passports, etc." After about 10 minutes, this little voice came down the stairs. "Nick, I cannot find your passport anywhere." I replied, "Have you checked the file? In my house, I'm stickler for order. I like everything to be filed away and organized neatly." "Yes," he said, "it's not there." I said, "You're kidding me. This is not the time to wind me up." He said, "Nick, I've looked in the file 3 times. So I started in my mind, you know, as you do, to retrace the last time I had the passport. And then I remembered. I had taken it to a friend's house to countersign the daughter's passport application. I immediately thought it must be in one of my handbags, many handbags, which of course would have been colour coordinated to whatever I'd had on that day, but unfortunately it had been some time ago, so I couldn't remember. So anyway, I consequently had to look in them all. So there I started, every pocket, every compartment, in every handbag. Oh, it took a while. And I was starting to lose hope. I thought, but it has to be somewhere. We checked the cars, the shoe cupboard, the coats cupboard, the children's toy boxes. I even checked the bathroom cabinets. On cupboards, in cupboards, behind cupboards. My skirting board's got a yearly clean anyway. It was still nowhere to be found. 3 a.m. in the morning now at this point. We're supposed to be leaving the house for 7:30. I sat on the bed feeling very weary and thought of the possibility of not going. And then I said to myself and prayed, but it has to be here somewhere. I need a holiday. I must continue to search with determination. My strategy was to start in the beginning, the place where I should have found it. So I went to the file and looked through the important documents, and Michael had checked 3 times. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. Can you believe it? I know you're all thinking, why didn't she look there herself first? I would have said the same thing to someone else. But you know, however funny, the whole episode made me think about what it really means to search for something. Search for something with determination, especially when it comes to searching for God. What does it mean to search with purpose when we will give anything and everything to find him? We don't worry what kind of mess we make. That night, I threw everything onto the floor. My house was a complete tip. Organization went out of the window. And sometimes it's like that. When we really focus on what is important to us, what is important to God, at these times, unfortunately, other people can get unhappy with us and the choices that we make. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, says Jesus, and everything else will be given to you. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. Seek me with all of your heart. This is what we're called to do. But it's not easy. And sometimes we can grow weary with the search. Or we want to go our own way. But still we are called to seek the Lord. Jesus said, don't worry about anything else. Seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. The modern paraphrase in the Message by Eugene Peterson puts it in a different way. He says, steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. As we seek to draw ever nearer to God, he calls to us, each one of us, over and over. And we can do so in all sorts of ways. Some might find it helpful to memorize verses of scripture and keep meditating on them throughout the day, learning more and more about God's nature. For others, pausing at different times in their busy schedule and bring in their whole lives and situation before God in prayer helps. For others, it's waking up early and bringing the day before the Lord, desiring to center their whole life around his kingdom and making his will their priority. You may simply want to try to be just more aware of God's presence in every situation. Perhaps to do our best to listen to that still, small voice inside through every conversation. And even when we're having to do the things that we don't enjoy so much, the cleaning, the ironing, the food shopping. Today we're invited to take a step closer to God and to seek Him with everything that we have, all of our heart. And the best part of all is, as we give ourselves to seek the Lord, the promise of God is, and will always be, I will let you find me. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you that you let us find you. We know that you long for and desire a deeper, more intimate relationship with each one of us. Help us to grow closer to you, we pray. As we try to focus single-mindedly on seeking your kingdom and your righteousness above all else. Help us, Lord, this day to be determined to throw off everything that hinders our walks with you. All of the distractions, all of the past hurts, everything that gets in the way. That we may become everything that you created us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.